All right, nice to have you back with us. We've got Giants baseball coming up. Jeff Samardzija on the hill, 9-5 on the year, a 391 earned run average against Luis Perdomo, a Rule 5 draftee for the San Diego Padres. And as Craig Elston told us, he's working on the sinker. It's a twilight game, so we'll see how that turns out. Joining us, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Evans. Bobby, how are you today?
Very good, Marty. How are you?
Good, very good. Enjoying the show and getting ready for baseball tonight. We all have to sort of get cranked up again. Maybe if you're winning, you don't want the All-Star break, and you sort of have to get in that mojo again, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think the rest will be good for these guys. I mean, it was tough last night. Castro threw a great game. He was spot on and fooled our guys. Our guys were lifting the ball and, you know, not necessarily, you know, putting the ball in play in a position where they could have done some damage. So we paid the price, but we'll go back after him tonight.
Yeah, do you know anything about Luis Perdomo? We had one of the broadcasters from the Padres on. He does the pre and post and talked about this young man and how Darren Balsley is giving him the sinker. And last few games, not too bad.
No, he's done well. I mean, again, they're trying to find the right combination of guys, especially as they, you know, trading Pomerantz yesterday. We won't see him now until we get to Boston. But, you know, they've done a nice job with their pitching. I mean, Cashner's been a project for them really for a number of years with great stuff. But, you know, he put it together last night, and I wouldn't be surprised to continue to see good starts from their guys. They're a very well-prepared club.
Yeah, now it's interesting on the Pomerantz trade, going back the other way was Espinoza, who was Anderson Espinoza, one of the top prospects in their entire organization for Drew Pomerantz. And I understand they need pitching and this and that. But does that kind of tell you maybe where the market's at, that it's going to cost a lot to get somebody?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that up front. I mean, the price of doing business is extremely high right now. And with control years that they have on Pomerantz and the potential upside, the Red Sox are willing to take the chance on him. But he's an elite talent if he can put it all together. Unfortunately, he hasn't done it enough to necessarily guarantee it. But he's got great stuff, and he's probably going to hit his pitch max or innings max here pretty soon. But they'll be able to use him cautiously and maybe even out of the pen if they need to make an adjustment.
Yeah, I think 102. I think I saw that. Maybe that was his max, which isn't very much, and he's pretty close to it now. Well, you get to go to New York. Are you on the trip for the next trip?
Yeah, I'll be back east in Boston and New York, and hopefully we'll have some good baseball there. It'll be a different environment with the heat and humidity.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Yankees series. Number one. You know, you're a real baseball fan, and you grew up around the game. You've been an East Coast guy, but you very rarely see the Yankees in a situation where, boy, if they don't get hot coming out of the break, they may be, a team that trades people as opposed to getting people. You never see that with the Yankees.
Yeah, well, they've certainly talked about whether they'll be in the hunt here at the end or trading off some pieces. I guarantee you, whatever they do, they'll do something that's going to get them back on track quickly if they do make trades. Otherwise, they'll add. And the division is still up in the air. And even though they're at 500, they have a chance to go on a run. They might try to stay in this thing.
Yeah, I think next weekend, if I look at it correctly, I think you see Pineda, maybe Sabathia and Tanaka. Then you get Pomerantz. So you know who you get Tuesday night in Boston? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I looked at it earlier. I don't recall off the top of my head, though. It is Pomerantz on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. All right, Bobby Evans with us, the GM of the Giants. All right, Matt Cain last night. When you look at the numbers, you say, uh-oh. But he says, look, he got his work in and a lot of work in. What did you think of him last night?
Well, that's a very tough place to pitch. I mean, Lancaster, we've seen a lot of runs go on the board the last couple of nights there before Cain got there, and no different last night. Not the best environment for a guy trying to, get ready for his next major league start. But at the same time, he did get his work in. It does, make me wonder if we will maybe need to talk to him about getting another rehab start just so he gets off on the right foot. Fenway's not an easy place to pitch either.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make that decision here soon. And either way, I'm glad that he's healthy and feeling good.
Yeah, he threw over 90 pitches last night. I think that's the key. Bobby, Pence is off to Austin and New Orleans, a couple of good cities to play baseball in, as Andy Baggerly said. I'm waiting for the Western Union, if they still have telegrams. I don't know, probably sends an email now, but he's probably going to have two or three games and say, here I come, I'm ready.
Well, no, we're going to have to map it out a little better than that. I mean, he's missed a lot of time. And, you know, the advantage of these minor league rehab games are, you know, you can play the game and maybe, you know, hold back a little bit and not feel like you're hurting your team, and yet making sure that you're feeling good, that everything's explosive, so that when you do come back, you're ready to contribute and make an impact. And I think that's worked well with the time that we gave Angel Pagan, albeit he was only out a little over 2 weeks, but we still had him play, you know, three-plus games down the minor leagues. I think it helped when Romo got his number of appearances, so that when he came back, he was able to slot back into that eighth-inning role and contribute. I think the same thing's going to have to be true for Panic and for Duffy and for Pence, and okay, as we've done three starts for Kane. We want all these guys to come on all cylinders.
Okay, very well said. Okay, Bobby Evans with us. Someone tweeted in, they want to know how you did today as third base coach. Do you have a report on that?
Yeah, we were able to wave in three guys today, but unfortunately the other team waved in four, so they beat us 4-3.
All right. And this, which league was this today?
Well, this is a sectional, so we were up in American Canyon playing sectionals. We representing San Francisco as the district champions, and unfortunately lost today 4-3, but it's a double elimination tournament, so kind of like the Giants, we'll do everything the hard way and hopefully fight back.
All right. Well, you've got people following you. I'm just telling you, on Twitter, they're sending me questions for you. So apparently, now, are you an aggressive third base coach? How do you handle that?
I've got an aggressive team, so I'm in good company.
Do you chase the kids down the line at all?
Well, they're a little quicker than I am, but I try to meet them about halfway.
All right, very good. All right, Bobby, with us. The All-Star Game. Now, if you take off your GM hat for just a minute, just be a fan of watching it and the ratings on TV. Where is this game sort of going? I know it'll probably be part of the CBA, but where does this thing go? Does it stay in its current format, or how would you like to see it?
Well, it's tough. I mean, when you have pitching changes like you do, and you want to see all these different guys come in, I've always enjoyed it. I mean, sometimes you know when you have the kind of arms that you have in the game, you're going to see low scoring games, which kept this game pretty tight, and yet, you know, not as much offense, which, you know, fans always enjoy. So unlike the NBA All-Star game, where you don't play defense, you still play defense in baseball, and, you know, it was a 4-2 ball game, and it really stopped having a lot of action, you know, once you got past whatever the second or third inning. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's still fun for fans. I think, you know, for you know, all of us that just get a chance to see it, whether you're seeing it on TV or seeing it in person, which I saw it in person, I still think it's a thrill to see those guys compete against each other, really arguably the best against the best. And it's still a lot of fun, but, you know, it certainly didn't have the TV ratings that you'd hope it would have. And, you know, I don't know how that'll change necessarily, but it is always a fun game to watch. And whether it means something or not, I think it'll always be fun to watch.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I can think back of so many, and you can too, growing up around All-Star memories, but to have it determine that seventh game of the World Series or the first game of a World Series, I don't know. For me, it's just there should be a better way to do it. It was like a panic attack to get into the thing the way they did it.
Well, as it was before, it was American League 1 year, National League the next. So it's, you know, by virtue of the result of the All-Star game, it's become pretty much an American League dominant home field advantage program. So we may need to fight for a better system.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as a fan and just someone involved with baseball, it doesn't sit right with me, and I think they panicked into it because they ran out of pitchers. But we'll see where that goes. Now let's put the GM hat back on. You've got a couple of weeks here to evaluate more and more. How do you feel about the 25-man roster? And Romo was terrific last weekend. You've only got a couple of weeks to really make your evaluation at this point.
Well, from an offensive standpoint, I mean, the guy to watch is to get Duffy back. We feel like we're on the stretch drive with Panic and Pence, but we still need to get Duffy on all cylinders and get him back, which will help us feel even better about our lineup. I think our defense has done a fine job. Our starting pitching has done a fine job. think we've really improved our bullpen just by getting Romo back. And, and you know, looking at the first half, where what these guys have accomplished without having your eighth inning guy is a tribute to Guardy and Rags and Boats and the entire pitching staff, just guys pitching in different roles and pitching in critical situations that are a little different than maybe they were expecting. And now that you have Romo back and he looks great, it certainly helps the bullpen. As we get into the deadline, you want to look at opportunities to provide depth, whether that comes, you know, in a bullpen spot or not of any deeper meaning will really depend upon the options that you have and what the ask is. But we'll stay in touch and keep our eyes open and hope that there's an opportunity for us to get better.
Do you think, you know, you've seen 90, I always say when you've seen 90 games, the peaches are on the trees. We know who we are at this point of a season. Can you go the rest of the way with the bullpen the way it is? Do you feel all right about that?
Well, I think that the bullpen's different today than it's been the first half of the season. Because today we have Sergio Romo back. I think that's a difference maker for us. That said, I do want to find a way to get better, just to give ourselves reinforcement. We've used these guys a lot. I want to find a way to help them get through the second half without having as much wear and tear. The trade deadline affords us hopefully that opportunity, but we'll see. I mean, again, there's a lot of clubs still in it. There's not a ton of difference makers out there relative to bullpen. We could get some reinforcements probably a lot easier than you can get difference makers. And right now we're in the market for difference makers, but, again, that market is very small.
Gotcha. No, I understand. Very, very well said. All right, the Astros, they've become the Yankees of the Southwest. They're signing everybody. They just got that Gurriel, the 32-year-old third baseman. What was your reaction to that? 5 years, $47 million.
Yeah, it's a big contract, but it's a very good player. He's proven over there. He's one of the most popular and well-known Cuban position players and has been expected to come out for really the last couple of years. But he, at some level, was hoping to come out to the States once the Cuban government and the U.S. government came to an agreement. Mm-hmm. Of course, that didn't happen, so he ultimately chose to leave and go to Haiti and get his free agency and he was able to do showcases and get evaluated. And that's a very good deal for him. I mean, at 32 years old, he'll get paid the rest of this year and then four more. I think it's a good opportunity for the Astros to get into that market. And it's, you know, it's an everyday player that you can acquire and you don't have to give up anything. You just have to pay him.
Yeah. Well, I know women can do them. I don't want to single them out, but you give them a credit card, they can buy things, you know, and that's kind of,
we all can. And I
yes,
think
we
at some
can.
Level,
that's true.
At some level, that's what we, you know, we as we get into free agent markets, you're able to do. And unusual, you know, historically to have the ability to use the credit card mid-season, but that's what some of the Cuban players have allowed us to do. And I think they've taken advantage of it. And, again, they know their payroll and their relative depth as well as anybody. And they've played very good baseball, so hopefully this is another opportunity for them to get better.
Yeah, we'll see. But, boy, you spend money in baseball. It's easy to do it. We see so many teams do it. Concerned at all about the number of innings for the big three of starting pitching?
Well, that's what we were hoping, that they would be 200-plus inning guys. I mean, they haven't, you know, we still have a lot of baseball left. You know, whether we scale that back at all by giving them off days or skipping starts or what have you. You know, our hope is that Matt Cain can come in and pick up his share of the load. In the event we need to give guys breaks, you know, that's something we can do, but you know, to the extent that they're going to be significantly over 200 innings, that's something we'll monitor and radar. But our expectation going in was they'd be 200 plus inning guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to do that and more. So it's really, I know it's an interesting season. It really is to see how there's some real power teams in the National League, and Kershaw's on his way back, so you never lose sight of the Dodgers. You've got a great couple of months ahead. I think we all do as fans as well. So I appreciate you taking the time, and I understand exactly what the team has got to do and how you evaluate it, so I appreciate it.
No, it's good to be with you, Marty. My pleasure.
As always. All right, when's your next game?
Well, we play tomorrow. We play tomorrow in the Little League, but we have a 5:40 game in San Diego tonight. So we've got our work cut out for us in both places.
Yes, you do. All right. Have a good night, Bobby. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Bobby Evans. Yeah, I got the idea. They're definitely looking for difference makers in the bullpen. I don't blame them because, as I say, this is a team that can win a World Series, and it's easy to spend money, but when you got to start giving up players and prospects, it's not so simple. And right now, it's a seller's market, and that's why nothing is developed yet. And I think that's probably where the Giants are right now.